Galgal, and there are at least two sugyas, maybe even three sugyas, that are wrapped up in the sugya of Vormas Galgal. The first sugya is one that we've looked at already in the Rosh, and that is the combination, what happens when you combine bore and shore. The second sugya is the Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, where the Bar Misgalgel has the din of Koyachai, which is an aspect of Adam HaMazik. And the third sugya is the sugya of when you have two people who should be complicit in the Hezek. So, are we Machayev both of them or not? So the third sugya is a Kitzos and a Birka Shmuel and a Shimon that we will get to in the next day or two. But let's start the sugya and we'll do I'll try to do the first two sugyas today. So the sugya is Bor Misgalgal V'Ragli Ha'odnu Ragli Behema, that this is one of the examples, this is Rava's example on the Tzad HaShoveh. Rava Omar, and whereas Abaye said that the Tzad HaShoveh is Lasuye to include the four halachas that are included by the din of a Tzad HaShoveh Shemahen. And again, the Tzad HaShoveh Shemahen means that there's that I need more than one ob to be Mechayev. So in Tzad HaShoveh Shemahen, we could discuss exactly what a Tzad HaShoveh is. We could discuss whether it's a Tzad HaShoveh, whether it's a form of a Kal V'Chomer, with the Hekesh. We could discuss Tzad HaShoveh, that there's an element of Svarah being Mechayiv. We could discuss the Brisker Rav, that a Tzad HaShoveh, the Machlokes Rishonim, is Tzad HaShoveh Mechayiv, and the two Ovos are the Mechayivim. Or the two Ovos may be Mechayiv, but ultimately it has to figure into one of the Ovos. And there are four examples of the Tzad HaShoveh. So Abaye is Avni Sekina Vasoi, Rava is Bar Mizgalgel, Rav Adar Barahava is Poiskin Mivaisein, Vigor from Mivaisein, things that you can put into the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus, and Ravina is Akois V'ilon Shenof Rishus HaRabim. So the first one of Avni Sekina Vasoi is Bor and Eish. So Rava says the Tzad HaShoveh Shebehen is Bor Misgalgel, includes Bor Misgalgel Biraglei Odom Ubiraglei Behema. Hey Chidomi, what is this Bor Misgalgel? It's a Rashi, it says that a person leaves a stone B'Shus HaRabim. He leaves a heavy object B'Shus HaRabim. And Rashi says, "Va'oida b'mkoimo," while it's there, lo yizika, no one tripped over it. V'gilgaluha ragle odam ubehema, l'mokim acher v'yizika sham, and it got kicked around and tossed around, and then in its new position, there somebody tripped on it and somebody hurt themselves. It says, "Boram is galgel b'ragle odam u'b'ragle behema echidami." Idaf Girvinu, if the person was mafka the object when he left it in the Rishus HaRabim, so Bein LeRabim LeShmuel Haynu Bor Maishno Bor Shekein Tchilos Asiyosi LeNezek Ushmirosi Alecha Hananami Tchilos Asiyosi LeNezek Ushmirosi Alecha. I don't need a Tzad HaShoveh, it's pure Bor. El Dleyaf Girvinu LeShmuel Doru Kula Miboyre LeMadu Haynu Bor LeOilam Daf Girvinu. So now we go back to our first approach. She was mafkirit. So now the question is mafkirit, then it's pure bor. Loi domi lebor, ma lebor, shekein masav gormuloi. Toimer bahani shein masav gormuloi. The Gemara says that when the nizik comes to Beis Din, and he brings the mazik to Beis Din, so the mazik says, I didn't cause any hezek, I left my object in the corner of 25th in Amsterdam. You got hurt at the corner of 25th in Audubon. So it wasn't I didn't do anything. It wasn't my maisa which caused your hezek by a boar. So the nizik says to the mazik, you know, you opened it, you dug it, your maisa caused it. So the chor is not boar. If the nizik can say to the mazik that I didn't trip, I did not get hurt. If the mazik can say to the nizik, the alleged mazik, he said, I'm mechlal, not the mazik over here. The Gemara says, shor yechiyach. Gemara says, well, when I take ownership over the shor, I have liabilities. So the shor didn't, I'm not saying that you caused, your shor caused hezek. So your object caused hezek. So the shor left your property on Amsterdam and caused hezek in Audubon, who said that you're not chayiv. So I can become chayiv for things that I am not solely responsible for. I have to take a chrayus. Like Rashi's lashon yesterday, right? That came, the salik adaiti l'ashmur. You have to take a chrayus to be a shomer. So Gemara says shor yechiyach mal shor shekin darki leilchol hazik. The Gemara says, but shor is chayiv because it's darki leil hazik. When I leave something b'shus harabim. So the Gemara is assuming right now it's lav darkei leilechu lahazik. Gemara says bor techiach that even if something is not darkei leilechu lahazik, nevertheless I'm chayiv for it. V'chozer adin lo yiroi ze kiroi ze. All right, let's go over the Tana Shava. Tana Shava is that I have Bora Miskalgil Meshusa Rabin, and it's a situation where I was not. Gemara says, Lelem Dafkirinu. So it's a Bor Meshusa Rabin that the terror again held me responsible for. So at first, what does Shor come to help me out with? Right, the shore, what's the shore pointing out?
It's moving.
The what?
It's not stationary.
Why? But so stationary is not an issue in and of itself.
You were the only one who did it.
That I was not the
only one, the only one who was involved in the actual hazard.
Right. So that is why Bormis Goggle opens up the question of having more than one person complicit. But let's say we don't go all the way so far, but let's look at it in the negative. Right? That I'm not the only one, that there were powers beyond myself that were involved in this hezek. Nevertheless, I'm responsible. Shorik Yishik Dagle, the Gemara says, so that should only, why isn't Shor alone? Why is Shor alone not the Malab? Why don't I say Shor? Why don't we need Bor? Lou?
Shor moved by itself.
So therefore?
It's not moved by itself.
No, but put it in terms of Chiyiv Mtur. You're amazed then. Who's that? But that's not what the Gemara says. So therefore what? So if I have something, Shadakir Leilechu Lahazik. So that's just a question of it being movable. Shadakir Leilechu Lahazik. And Bor, when I leave something in a corner, it's not dark elechol hazik. So apparently, it's clear, or the din of shor would teach me, if I own something which it's normal for this shor to go about eating, to go about, we're not talking about Karen, we're talking about the regel. So it's normal for the shor to go about and trample on something, so I'm chayav to watch over it. The boar can say that by leaving something in a corner that I expect that it's going to move. People are going to start kicking it, tossing it. and the animals are going to start kicking and tossing. So it's not darkir leil chalazik. So it can't be sure. No, so what's bor? So bor yechiyach, that if I leave something b'shus harabim, and somebody, I take responsibility for somebody tripping over my object, even though it's not darkech lelechol hazik. So the combination of bor and shor is mechayev. All right, that's the gemara. So we've learned this gemara because this gemara was the test case, and we'll just take a few moments to review and the Mechadesh. This is the test case for the Rosh and ultimately for the Brisker Rav. Ultimately, this is the test case that Brisker Rav builds his approach to understanding Rav Papa. Right? Hez Rav Varu. This is where the Rosh says that there's a Machlekes, although it applies to all the Tzadah Shavash event. Okay, a few minutes of Chazara, and then we'll go weiter. At first, the Rosh points out, the Rif quotes all of these because they're all in agreement in principle. They are not arguing. The Yesh min agadoylim shekosvu shalemachayvelim shechay bishneyim uptirim miniske kelim umisadim kvevor umitom min kama yesh dosu meatzad yevinin lo kalshe bishneyim. There were gedolim who said, the Rishonim who said, that when you have a matzad, that you have the coolest of both stodim, the yesh nistapku b'dovar, and they had a safek, v'li nirid koldin bor yesh lem, and he says, that, and the Rosh, I disagree, that they had the entire din of bor. Alright? Machlekes Rishonim, we've discussed it many times, that when you have a mazik, that it has two, it's learned from two avos, that Sada Shavit does have the kulos of both avos. Correct? So Boresh is a potter on Onam Mikalim. We have the case Avnei Sakina Masoi. Right? That's learned from Boresh. Bari the Kozle. Boresh. Lachadanayach. So Koyachachim Urvin Bor. So now it'll be potter on Toman. If it's according to this Shita, it'll be potter for Odom and Kalim also. Or do you say, no, it's a boar with a band-aid. It's a boar with a limud and it's chayav and tam. Right? That we discussed many, many times. V'yeshin estapku v'dovar. And then there were those who doubted that, and that's what the Rosh agrees to. The kolden bor yeshlem. You right? Based on that, we developed Machlokes Rishonim, Rashi Tosfos, Rosh, Rif, right? Based on that, we discussed that the Brisker Rav's Chiddush, Machlokes, based on that, we discussed that is how we explain the opening of the Mesichta, why there is a half a minute to say that Tov Lesein Lav Ki Yotzei Bahem. Good? Now, we mentioned that point that there's one very, very strong, powerful kasha against the sheet that we're calling the Rashi and Tosa Shita. What was the powerful kasha? It says Teda. Tahani ina sholosh ekimdus yalfinu lo mibor v'shor l'shmul da omar tono shol eragloi omad sad de masis nkoya dalad ovei se shnui nishseinu de shokla v'taribu. V'hechi motzi Shmuel leisinu mi bor v'regel. So when it comes to bor miskalgul b'shus harabim, so now we're stuck. Why? Because bor is chayv b'shus harabim and regel is poter b'shus harabim. Right? So if you take the coolest of both sodim, so bor will never become chayv. Bor miskalgul should never be chayv. So until I come to this sugya, I'm good. because we're talking about Boresh. But this sugya is Bor Shor, Bor Regel. So Kavon, so now the Bor Regel should never be Chayiv. Right? You can look at it in terms of the sheet that I pointed out today. Sheet of Mekubetz is an Arsugya from the Taisus Hirosh. Vizela shayn taisi taisi rosh. Vim taimra le shmul dom atona shal eragloi. Im kain ki maisi lebe et sada shavim mi bover regel le potu bishus lifter bishus arabim. Kame regel de ein litin bem elu achiyim she yeshu mishneyim. V'yesh loymar. What's the teretz? V'yesh loymar de lekaman gavi poiskim v'seim v'gorfin. Ein bor l'schayiv de v'shus ka'av de hilchok b'inu l'melef ikir chiyeviyu b'me'atzad v'bor. Hilchok b'inu n'shiu doymin lem l'gamri. Avol bor ha'misgalgel b'tchilosei bor gomruhu b'mokim d'nichoy. אלא שאין לחייב הם גגלו והיזק במוקה עם האחר בשביל לדומה לבור שכן מעשה לבגור מולוי הלכוך ויחיח קולדו סגי כיוון דאשכן מזיק אחר שחייב אף על פי שלא יגור מולוי מעשה אין לו יציאוי מתוי רסבור. What's the Rosh responding? How does the Rosh explain? How does the Rosh matarit? Kasha is, why shouldn't we have the coolest of both? How does the Rosh answer?
It's not really Torah's board.
Who's that?
It's not really Torah's board.
What do you mean?
Because it's not his action causing it. But since what
do you mean? But that's not what he said. Kasha. That's not what he's saying. No. Bor Gomer who?
He's saying it's a new identity.
No, what did he say? Bor gomer hu b'mokim v'nichoy b'mokim v'nichoy ela she'ein l'chayivoy im gilu v'izik b'mokim achar v'yishum leidomi l'bor she'kein masav gormuloy hilchach b'yichiach kol duhu sogi kevon de'ashkechon mazik achar she'chayiv af al pi sheloi gormuloy masav. So af al pi sheloi gormuloy masav Ein lo itziya mi toiras bor mishum hach pircha. No, what's he saying?
Once he makes it into the bor, so even if he gets kicked around, he's still going to keep it in the bor.
So how does he understand the tzad ha-shove?
Meaning you really have an ikur, like the bor is really what it is, but there's a small pirch on it, so we use
the
shore to entice that small
pirch. Right, the lush in the rush, and you'll see this in the rush in the psokim as well. Ein loy tzia mi toiras bor. He's saying for care, it's not a new identity. Bora miskagel is a bor. It's a bor with a kasha. Right, like we said before, a bor with a band-aid. The rush is lushin. And back in the rush, mishum hani pirchei she'ena moynais chiyuv bem hilchok gam elu lo yotzu mechlal bor bishvil elu pirchei. So bor gomru v'chol din bor lam kuleis v'cham murishu. With the piskei rush adds to our rush is only the piskei rush says yesh v'yesh. Sometimes the tzad ha-shaveh is necessary to create a new identity, and sometimes the tzad ha-shaveh does not create a new identity. Right? So again, so the kasha which the Rosh asks, which we ask on the kasha on the Gemara, let's say. The kasha on the Gemara. How can you have a bora misgalgal as chayiv? The machayiv is bor and regel. And the kula regel is potter v'shus harabim. And the kula and the bor is only a chayiv v'shus hayochid. Sorry. The bor is potter v'shus hayochid. So where the bor is chayiv, the regel is potter v'chayiv, the bor is potter. So how can you ever have a bor misgalgal? So the Rosh's answer is, it's really a bor. Have a kasha. But that kasha is not strong enough to say it's not a bor. It's a bor. But it's a bor that, like Ma'asav Gormula. So there are, in modern Mechabrim, one of them, Rosh Weiss, Shlito, says that what we just saw in the Rosh disproves the Brisker Rav. Because the Brisker Rav's answer to this question was, told they say in Ki Yotzei Behen, that every one of, every mazik has to fit into a an of, that is a part of the parsha of Hezek. So the strongest kasha that the Brisker Rav says to support his mahalach, that there is no such thing as floating mazikim. A mazik must fit into a category. That's part of the Chidush HaKra. That's what the Rif was pointing out. That's totally saying lav or ki yaitse ben. And we pass in ki yaitse ben. That there is no floating mazik. So Rasha Y says, and you find others who say, well, let me, the miskrov doesn't have to say, there's no hechreach for that. Because that's not what the Rosh said. The Rosh said that in the case of Bora Misgalgel, it's a bor. And the purpose of the Tzadah Shoveh is to keep it in the category of bor. But I mention this as, so that you should, a full disclosure. I don't think that. That is a correct criticism of the Brisker Rav. Because Achrei Kechleis HaKol, if it's a bor with a kasha, it would be potter without the teretz. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, I can't be mechayev it. So, even though the lashon of the Rosh could be read in this way, but l'chayra, it misses the point. The point still is that without this mechayiv, it would not, looks like a bor, true, but it's not enough like a bor to become chayiv, available potter. So I need another mechayiv. It's also kedai to point out, and this might be in the sheet, it might be, but it's kedai to point out that over here, this is not, the question over here is not an essential, the bor misgalgel, what it's missing from being a bor is not a definitive part of bor. Amnei sakina masoi is missing maisim gormuloi. Missing tchilas asiyosil ezek. That's definitive of bor. But and there it would be conceivable to say that. Let me just back up a little bit. So, but the kasha that we are still stuck with, right, is that how do we explain the shita that in fact says it does pick up the coolest of both. Right? Which according to our learning might be Rashi, might be a Tosfos. Alright? Again. Let's focus again. Yesh v'na gedolim. Right? We pointed out on the Gilman Beis that Tosfos seems to say this. So now let's focus on this Nakuda. Yesh min agdolem shekosvu dole machayim elam ashechayim b'shneim. Kupitir min iske kem misas adam. Kemoy bor, umitom. Alright? So all is good when it's bor and esh. Now it's bor and regel. So according to the Rosh, however you learn pshat in the Rosh, when you learn pshat in the Rosh, like your Rosh Hawaii, like the Brisker Rav, but at the end of the day we understand it's going to have the halachas of bor. Good. What about according to Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi learned the pshat of Tolusein lab ki yetzer means it's not going to be mechayv altogether. Right? Not, it's not going to be in the category. So that means when I have a Tosfos on Beis and Beis, when it came to Karen. Karen's Lusha wouldn't be chayv altogether. So now, Kasha, how can you say that the Tzad Hashem Mishven would have the kulos of both of us? Bor Mishgal would never become chayv. Right? So that's the Rosh's eyes and the Kasha. So how you miyash that Kasha? We answered until now, no, it's going to have the din of Bor. Good, that works according to the Rosh. Was according to the Riff. But there are Rishonim who said, no, it's gonna have the coolest of both. Bor ve'esh the coolest of both. Dehainu, Talmud, and Mishus Aram. Good. That you can live with that. But Bor Mizgalgel should never become Chayim. Alright? So according to these kadmonim, the Rosh is quoting, which could be Rashi and Tosfos. So how do we learn that? No? It's Gashem. You with me? Daniel, what do you think?
Can you possibly say like...
It was a Monday morning. That the advantage of having a six-day week is that it's... that was Sunday.
Did you have
weddings
on Sunday?
Wednesday night, okay. Okay, go ahead.
Could you possibly say like the
Birkishwar? Like the Yeshiva Ktanis, they have to stop the Bar Mitzvah, so they don't talk to the Indian. Go ahead.
That there's just no
Tashlumen?
Meaning special.
No Tashlumen.
But there's still a Chiyuv, but it just doesn't play out the same way.
Good, so we saw that the Figez, we saw that in this Sefer I have from one of the Gerer Rosh Yeshivas. We have Yitzchak Meir Knoblevitz. So he says, Enachanami. That they would say, Enachanami, that it's Takev Potter, Mita Shulman, but there still is an Iser in leaving a boar that's going to be Misgalgel, and being the Megalgel. Where's the Iser? It's also the kicks out, maybe it is Takev. Where's the Iser? The Easter is in leaving anything which is around because somebody else may come and kick it. Also in the Balabar. Or it's Osir. But according to Rashi, Rashi does not leave Machai of you because Lav Dariko Yishul Odom Lizboinim Badrochim. So who's going to be, who's the Easter on? Easter, you have to be Mizboinim. Can't walk in text. The good Makor.
If it's something that's
matsui. No. So come a second. Go ahead.
No, just.
Is that what you're saying? You think it's the Easter?
Something, especially based on the fact that Rashi is really commenting in that line on essentially comparing it to Toldos of Tuma, where you have an example where it's not that it's totally fine; it's just that it's not nearly as bad as the Ox.
Correct.
So it would be a similar parallel.
Correct, but again, that could be what you have to say. But you have to realize that what you're saying is that according to Rava, Hatzada Shavu Shebehen in the Mishnah, according to Rava, It's not going to work out. Why? Because so what's Rava saying? He's saying, I'm just doing a tzad shava. The Mishnah. There is a chiv to shlumim of tzad shava. It's not going to be so. Won't so. It's going to be hard. No. No. Ezra.
When you're talking about what the problem was, I thought because if you're leaving something that I think it was the shita said before ashkechan to cause the hezek. And that could be the issue. You're leaving something that has,
right,
a high chance of causing problems. So,
no, but the question is, so in a chanami, so you're supporting what Daniel said, there should be an Easter. Yeah. But is that accurate, since the Mishnah says that the Tzad HaShav HaShven is that it is Chayim L'Shalim, Tashlumi Nezek, Meitav Aretz. So you'd have to do an acrobatic move. Then Rav is saying, Abaye, Ravina, Rav Abrahava, they're the ones that chiv the shulman. My tzad shava is not a chiv the shulman. And they have to say that. But it's very dochuk, no? No, Zev?
I can say like the Marashah, that they kicked it from
so go slow. The Rasha says that it's talking about a case. I left it in the Shusayachin. And then somebody came along and kicked it back and damaged in the Shusayachin.
Yeah.
So then, you know, let's figure this out.
It's very good with Shusayachin. So we tie it. And even though the board, it was made a board in Shusayachin.
He made the, it would be. It was made into a borvish but it'll only become chayiv if it gets tossed into Rishus HaYochid. And then it'll become chayiv. So that'll be the only case of borm is galg Rishus HaRam. But the Marsha says it again, he's asking something else, you know? Yeah, Rashi said it on the later on in the Tosfos. Yeah, correct. That's correct. The Rashi was saying, said it, and later on at the bottom of Tosfos, so the Rashi is miyashiv the question that it must be talking about a case where the hezek took place in the Rishus HaYochid. So the only time you're going to have a borim is galgel is that you're chayiv is with the borim is Rishus HaRabim, but the hatoza takes place, the hezek is in the Rishus HaYochid. Good? So that would have to say according to miyashiv. Lanius Daite would just suggest the following horror. That there could, based on the fact that the Piskei Arosh, as quoted by the Shita Mekubetzes, says that there are different kinds of Tzad HaShavas. So we'll point out that in the first case of Avnei Sekina Masoi, what does Eish come to compensate for? What's missing in the Bora Amisikina Masoi? No? What's Amisikina Masoi She? He nicha be Rosh Gagoy, be Nofl Ruch Mitzuya, ve Acher Denaiche. koyach acher, and no, that is what Eish is compensating for Bor.
There's no
Kriv Shiram. There's no. No, what? No, acher denayach. What is lacking in Bor? No, what does the Gemara say? Maish no Bor. Leidomi lebor shekin ein koyach achem u'ur boy. Tomer bahani shekoyach achem u'ur be'esh techiach. Right, you're right. So what's missing in Bor is that is a koyach achar mu'urav in creating the Bor. Correct. In other words, I think it's correct to say that it means it wasn't tchilosei asiyosei lehezek. Right, they were sitting on my rooftop, and then I need a koyach achar mu'urav boy to make it into a boar. So that might be different than our situation of where what's missing in boar is masav gor muloi, meaning this hezek wasn't caused by my masa. In other words, the masav gor muloi is not an essential component, does not define Bor as opposed to other mazikim. But if it's but koyach achar mu'ur of boy is an essential component of Eish, and therefore it does distinguish Eish from Bor. There isn't a when we list the Chumras and Kulas of each Mazik, so when it comes to Bor we say Tchilas Asiyos Elezik. So if it's not Tchilas Asel Hezek, but I need a Koyach Achar Mu'urav boy for Tchilas Asel Hezek, that means it's missing an essential component of Bor. So then if I need Eish to tell me that Koyach Achar Mu'urav boy is also a Mazik, it means that I'm using another Ov to be Mechayev. Or L'moshol, by Poiskin be Vaisain Vigorfin Marisayan. Said, so Bor, Malu Bor, Shekain Shaloi Vershus. Timer Bahani de Vershus. So Loi Vershus may not be an essential component of Bor. It is an essential component of being a Mazik. If I have Vershus to put it there, then there should be shared responsibility. But it's not an essential component of Bor. Koyach Achar Mu'urav boy, similarly, is an essential component of being a Mazik. I did nothing without something else happening, without some wind coming. But it's not definitive of Bor. When it comes to koyach achar mu'urav boy, so that is a definitive part of Bor. Only Eish is chayu with the koyach achar mu'urav boy. Bor, by definition, is that I dug it and I uncovered it. So it so happens, if what I'm saying is correct, is that when we have Bor-Shor combinations, it's not to make up for an essential component of the Mazik. Masha'en Kain, when we have Bor Esh combinations is to make up for an essential component of the Mazik. Right? There's one kash in this, but I'm wondering if this is a way to respond to the kash of the Rosh and Rashi. That the Rosh's kash and Rashi is that by Bor Misgalgel is going to be Potter because of Bor Shor. So Rashi would say, no, there are two kinds of Tzad HaShavus. There's a situation where there is a Bor, but I'm wondering whether this Bor is a Mazik altogether. Because not Maisav Gormuloi. Or I'm wondering whether I'm Chayef for this Bor. But there's no question it's a Bor. So Shor teaches me about a Din and Hezek Bechlal. But it's not making up, it's not saying this is not a real Bor, it's a Bor Shor, it is a Bor. Like the Lush and the Rush. Maybe Rashi and Taz would agree that when it comes to Bor Shor combinations, then their tackets, it's a pure Bor. Bor Esh combinations, it has the coolest of both. Why would that be? Because the Bor Esh combination means that I have something which doesn't even look like a Bor. I left it in my roof. I didn't dig it. Now I have a koyach achamor that's not tchilas aseyos el hezek. It's not a bore. The only reason it's chayiv is because there is another mazik called eish where koyach achamor is also mechayiv. So in that combination, so then Taka Rashi would say, if two mechayivim, it's the term of both. When it comes to bor misgal b'shus rabim, so they're the reason why Bor is not fully covered by classic Bor is because a massive Gormuloi. A massive Gormuloi is a Kashin Hezek Bechlau. It's not a Kashin against Bor. It wasn't my Bor. I left the Bor in a different place. It is a Bor. It's not a Kashin that this is not a Bor. There's no Kashin to Bor. I left Tanu Mishus Rabbim. I'm not questioning whether this Bor Mezgalg is a Bor. I'm questioning whether I am Chayy for this Bor. So now I'm teaching you, you are Chayy for the Bor. I never questioned the Bor. I put the water Mishus in the Mishus Rabbim. I'm a Chayy. There's no question it's a Bor. The question is whether I'm chayiv for a bor that's rishus. So Shor teaches me that rishus is not a ptur. That's the lush, and it never left it in a bor. So that's what I'm wondering, whether the teres rash to the kash and the rush is that Rashi and Tosfos disagree with the rush on certain co-avos and agree on certain co-avos. The Rosh's approach will be like the Brisker Rav. There's an overarching din that any time I have mazik, the Torah is mechadesh. You can figure out the hezik based on the Shavah, but then figure out which category it fits into. That's the Rif. Don't take Yosef. Rashi and Tosfos said no. There can be a mechayiv and it doesn't have a category. Kash against the Rash and Tais, but in a Bor Shor combination, you should be put there altogether. Marashah's Teretz stands on its own. But I'm wondering whether Rash and Tais would respond that there are two kinds of Tzad HaShavas. There's a Tzad HaShavas when I have a Mazik and it's not a Bor. It's Chayiv because Bor Shor. That kind of a Mazik is put there both Bor and Shor. Toman and Odom Mikael. But if I have a Bor, less man the Polo gets a Bor. But it might not be a Mazik altogether. Or I'm not Chayiv for this Bor. I'm not Chayiv because I have Rishus to put it there. I'm not Chayiv because it's not my Bor. My Bor was in the 25th in Amsterdam, not 25th in Audubon. It's not my Bor. So now I bring another din, not to teach you that this is a Bor that is a Machayiv. It is a Bor. But the teacher then Hilchas Hezek, the fact that I was the fact that I can claim that I'm not the one who put this boar in this place, that's not a ptur. The fact that I can say the government gave me rishus to put it here. They gave me rishus to put it, then watch over it. So boar, shor, commendation, by the very definition, so far, at least the ones we have. You'll ask me, Akasha, when you get to Vavim with Beis, what about a koisel bo'ilon shenof lushus rabim? So I think I have a teretz also. We'll come to it, Mitzvah Shem. But that's a... Go ahead.
So are we saying the reason why boar, shor, would be different is because boar, you can claim that this wasn't the boar that I put there, and therefore you wouldn't use that sword?
Correct.
And that's why they have a different Asad Shabbat.
Correct. Now, to what I prefer this Malach over Zev's Marasha. For two reasons. One is because Zev's Marasha is a Chiddush. But that's one of the, just as a editorial comment. The Mahalach of the Marasha, and this is amongst the Gdol Gdol Achronim, and this is where the Briskers would take, where the Mahalach differ. It's called an Akim to Teretz. I have a kasha, so I'll be moikim. I'll be moikim the situation for a specific situation. The Gemara often does that. Gemara will say, "Bebed b'mamur and ekimta." So, malach and brisk is to, unless you mamish your back against the wall, not to say that there's a Gemara speaks of a specific situation. The Gemara didn't discuss. So the marshal's malach, and that's the, and that's again. Until Reb Chaim, this was the reigning approach in all the yeshivas, and again, this is a very, very, I'm not disparaging on the approach. You have in the Gemara, and you have Rishon, you have an Achronim, Chazanish had a simple malach, and that's a teretz, and it's a teretz halach lemaisa. You have to appreciate also. You have to appreciate that what Zev said is that Bor Miskal Mishus Rabim will only be chayiv. The huge chiddush al-dina. In the particular case, we kick in the rishus ha-yochin. So the Chachmei Brisk would say, so the Gemara should have spelled it out. The Rambam should spell it out. Shulchan Aruch, someone should tell us that this bor miskal b'shus rabim is not mamish kipshuta. It's only referring to one specific issue. And I'm sure in the... amongst the Meshivim and amongst Vati Din, Mar showed me very serious. However, that should all come up in Echrayim. You can have a Din Torah, and if a Baal Din would say Kimli, I pass him the Mar Shah, you have to hand it to him. You couldn't probably come up in Echrayim, probably not. Right? But you have to appreciate that there's a huge Chiddush over here. So what I'm suggesting, it says I don't need that Chiddush. Now the second reason why I have a preference, and I haven't done all the research, maybe Zeb will finish up, is that the next case of Poskim B'Veseyin, you have to say a similar idea. That Poskim B'Veseyin is only going to work, and now I'm a little bit stuck. Where I pushed my sponge out, and then what happened? Then Mechor means that I got wet by your sponge. So I'm going to be making that. That's a bore shore. All right, so leave that up. Go ahead, Zev.
Why is the...
I thought you were going to give a teretz. Okay, take on the marsha. Okay, the big schuss. Go ahead.
Why is the...
We'll give it to tomorrow. What's that?
Yeah. So we said that the Pirchav Shein Maisa Garmelo is a question about if Bor is... or if Bor Mizgalgal is really a mazir. Correct?
Yeah.
So... how do we determine that question is a question about it being a mazik and not it being specifically
bor? So the way I would say it is because masav gormuloi is not one of the chumras of bor that's listed in Daf Yud. Right? When the Gemara defines the characteristics of each of, So on Daf Yud, the Gemara says Shetchilas Asiyah Shel Hezek is the one of the great Magdirim of Bor, who does not say Ma'asav Gorm Olay. Now, again, one could say that what I'm saying is incorrect, because we discussed Reb Chaim's approach that it was the mice, that the mice hamachayv of bor is the mice of psichim asakriya. Right? When did I become chayv and bor? Not when the guy tripped. I became chayv and bor when I dug the pit. That's when my chiv shmir began. So one could argue, but I would counter that by saying that that is l'chayr no different than my purchasing the shore. Every mazik has to have a mice, has to have an act which makes me responsible for that mazik. So that's why it's not a unique aspect to shore, to bore. Right? Koyach achem u'urav boy is a unique aspect to Eish. So therefore, I'm arguing that it's therefore definitive of one particular kind of, and therefore not the sin of the other kind of oath. Rishus, l'chayr is not the sin of bor, not having rishus. It's a reason to say that I may not be chayiv if the town gave me permission to do this. It's a reason to say that in all situations I expect the nizik to be mindful. In this particular case, we have rishus, be less mindful. Right, but that's what I'm arguing, and I might be wrong, is that it's not unique to bor. That's a din in mazik b'chlal. The reason why it should not be a mazik over it. Good. Okay, so again, just to see what we accomplished so far is that we learned the bor misgalgal inside, and even though we've seen it not in context many times, but we gave us the opportunity to review the machlokes that the Rosh points out amongst the Rishonim. Gave us the opportunity to review the central sugya that the Brisker Rav points to in order to be able to explain the first sugya of the Masechta. And then we pointed out again how the Rosh learns the Bor Misgalgel. We pointed out those who detract from the Brisker Rav, how they learn the sugya and think that the Brisker Rav's chiddush is not min hechrich, and we discussed why I think that is not correct. And then the fantastic kasha that the Rosh asks against the Rishonim that we seem to think at Rashi and Tosfos, so we may yashiv it either through the Marsha, right? And with the Chiddush Ladina, that Bor Misgalgal will only be Cham Chayev when you can include both Rishus Haram and Rishus HaYochid somehow, Chiddush Ladina. And then a suggestion which is less bold in terms of its ramifications of the Halacha, but distinguishes between the different kinds of Tzana Shava. Here too there is a Chiddush Ladina. Then Rashi Tosfos would say by a Bor Eish combination, namely Amasaki, they would say that it is Chayav, it has the coolness of both. But by Bor Shor, Rashi Tosfos would not say it has the coolness of both. Their Taka is a Bor. Not because of the Brisker Rav's Mahalach. There's a different reason. Because it essentially is a bore, and what's lacking is not essential to bore, but rather part of the greatest concerns of Masa. Alright? Let's just start the next sugya, because we're running out of time over here. So, Tosfos, until now we learned the sugya that's there. Right? Now we'll learn the sugya which is not there. Right? What's not there? What's not there is what Rashi says, we're not going to be goyrus. Alright? In other words, The Gemara has bar misgal hechidam. Eid afkirinu. Right? Eid loy afkirinu. Okay, but based on the previous sugya, there was another possibility. What happened to the bar misgalgel while it's being misgalgel, while it's moving? Right? Until now, we learn bar misgalgel. That then came to a rest, and then somebody tripped over it. So la ma'isa garmula. So we'll just take a shortcut instead of seeing Rashi inside. So Tosfos quotes the Rashi. Tosfos says v'kol asvarim kosum. There is another girsa. So our girsa does not have right. Our printers decided to go like Rashi. They had Rashi's ksaviyad. But there's another ksaviyad, b'chol asvarim kosum, I v'hadi deko azli, ko mazki, koi chayu, u'perish akundus deloi gor asli. He didn't have it. It's fascinating in and of itself. Mali attached to the children, the grandchildren. So they say, on all of their texts, they had a girsa which Rashi did not have. It was not girs. Interesting. Chayim Rashi also had all these girsois. Hard to imagine that all of a sudden a bunch of kisviyad popped up after Rashi. But Rashi apparently had a ksaviyad, and he held that his ksaviyad was correct, and the other kisviyad were incorrect, right? B'chol asvarim kosum, yigibahadei deka'azli ka'maske koyichayu. Right? There's another piece of the sugya. Sugya says, that's the Tana Shava. That's what we're coming to teach. So Gemara says, Echidami, how is that? How is a Bor Mizgal Gmushus Rabim? The Gemara says, well, it's sitting there. We are mafkir or were you mafkir? Right? Gemara is talking about that you were mafkir, so it's a classic Bor. A Bor, we have to include Shor because Lay Masav Gormula. Good. There was another Gemara though. Ida Hadi Dakazika Maski, just like the previous Gemara. Koy Chayu. And therefore what? Anama Mazik. Right? Pirish HaKuntur is, again, so what says the Gemara there? Gemara says a person leaves Hanukkah Shusha Rabbin. And then somebody else kicks it. Reuven leaves it, Shimon kicks it. And it hurts Levi. Right? So now the Gemara says, this Ksavya said Levi is now Chayiv Adam Amazik. Right? So he's Chayiv for Nezik, Tzar, Shem, and Rebbe Boishas. So our Gemara said, I said, Toshis Ksavyad says, that's not a Tzana Shava. Right? That's Adam Amazik. So that couldn't be what Rav is referring to. Right? So at first glance, it seems to be a Gemara, a line of the Gemara that is not necessary for the Hemshech HaSugya. Good. But we have a huge issue over here because Pirush Bakuntris delay Gorosle. He thought it was a bad Girsa. Why? Because in HaMiniach we have Ein Darkon Shomnei Odom Lizbainein Bidrachim. Because One of the features of Bor, one of the reasons that you can become chayav from Bor is because we don't hold people responsible for watching where they're walking. If people would be mindful of where they're walking, so the Baal of Bor, his chiyuv would be much more limited. But we have to assume that people are not mindful of where they're walking. So Bor is chayav. So Rashi says, well, if you're not mindful of where you're walking, so how can you become chayiv for Odom HaMazik for Bor Mizgalgel? No, so we have a machlik, it's Rashi Tosfos. Is this called Odom HaMazik? Right? Chayiv, a potter altogether, or are you chayiv because of dalat tashlumin? Ubalat kol navi ein lechayivoy mitam odem amazik elu mishum dechoshet yiruach mitzuya v'havei isha. So Tosfos says, well, what about the Baal Takola? The Baal, the guy who kicked it, he should become chayiv because of mamazik. What about the Baal Takola? Why is it chayiv? Because it can't be bor, because it's bad at the kozla. And it can't be a bor h combination, because the Gemara should have said that's a good tanashom. Rashi would be meichik. So it must be Eish. Elo mishum dechoshev kiruch mitzuyeh v'havi Eisha. Ein lechayvoy mitam od mamazik. Elo mishum dechoshev kiruach mitzuyeh v'havi Eisha. So the Baal Takol is chayvah potter. Baal Takol nami ein lechayvoy mitam od mamazik. Elam shum nachoshet kiruach mitzuya v'havi isha. Look, what's the din? So it sounds like, right? It sounds like that the megalgel is chayv mishum
no,
about the
chayv
mishum. The megalgel, the guy who kicks it.
The reason they get it's the. The Baal Takola,
Mishum
Eish. I can read that line. Baal Takola,
Nami. Tam of Mishum, B'chol HaSvarim, Kosev, Ib, Hanei, Ka'azni, Ka'mazki, Koi Chayhu. Koi Chay Shalmi.
The guy who kicked it.
Adam HaMazik. Rashi holds, it's not Adam HaMazik, right? Why? Because we can't hold him responsible for this, right? Therefore, why are we not holding him responsible for it? So what if ein darkosh unazavidachem? So what? So therefore, what? No. So why should we vote? What category? Who's that? Yeah. So why is no one saying ones? On a max chayv mishamaynus. We are a chayv mishamaynus. So what's this going to be called? Tosfos says it's not even ones. Why? Tosfos says there are different kinds of misboinein. Tosfos says you're not misboinein to fall into something. But they give something a whack that you are misboining. So he says, so Tosfos holds that Rashi applied the Gemara incorrectly. And therefore there's no reason to drop the girsa. The chol asvarim kosev, iba adi teka azik of mazike koi chayu. It is onam amazik. Rashi says it couldn't be onam amazik because ein darkoi Shell the Lizbani Midrachim. Tosfos says, no, it is darker if it's a good. So Tosfos is all wrapped up. Adama Mazik is not onos, it's good. Rashi says bad girsa. Why? You don't understand Rashi. So good ain't darker Lizbani. Good is a machloikis in Mitzias. But even if it's ain't darker Lizbani, why is he potter? Why is it Adam HaMazik? Adam HaMazik Chayv Oynos. Is it so much of an Oynos that the guy was sleeping? Are we only going to be Chayv according to Rashi if he taka does have Kavana? And then, what's the next line of Tosfos? V'taima Mishum Ubalat hakola nami ein lechayv mishum onam hamazik. Don't think that the balat hakola is chayv mishum onam hamazik. Right? Rashi said, we're not mechayv anybody mishum onam hamazik. The guy who gave it a zetz ain't dakmis boine. The guy who left it there, it's not on mamazik without a ruch matsuya. So at most you could say it's the eish of the guy who left it there.
So then he's chayev.
So would he be chayev?
Yeah, if in darkness is going to be
yeah.
The people always walking.
Yeah.
So I thought he used to be
the guy who left it there should be chayev mishamesh. All right.
Exactly.
So Tosva says either way you could say koychay. So somebody's koychay. And therefore he says the ein lemoychakoy bishvulkach. Ulochi parvich. So now Tosva says the Girsa is a good Girsa. He explains why what would support Rashi and why Rashi and why Tosfos agrees with that. And then he goes on to the next sugya, why this is not considered to be two mazikim together. I pointed out a sugya in the Avyut Testament base, a similar machlokes Rashi Tosfos. So Gustman, in his Sefer, he points out that he thinks this machlokes is parallel to the machlokes on Yud Testament base. So Rabbi Teve is doing many chasanas tonight. So Mr. Hashem, we'll get it tomorrow. And we'll try to finish up tomorrow, Mr. Hashem.